Masechet Berachot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hei. This Mishnah is going to talk about what's considered to be one group of people in terms of making Zimun together. The Mishnah says, Shete haburot shehayu ochlot bebayit ehad, bizman shemiksatan ro'in elu et elu, hare elu mistarfin lezimun. If you have two groups of people who are eating in one room, one bayit over here, bayit doesn't mean home, but it means one room, if they could see each other, if the two groups of people, even though they're at separate tables in different locations in a way, if they see each other, hare elu mistarfin lezimun. It's considered to be one group of people, and they could count zimun together. So if they have two people eating in one group, and one person eating 50 feet away, but they see each other while they're eating, it's considered to be one group, and they're able to make zimun together, as opposed to both of them not doing zimun at all. Or, let's say I have two groups of five, who they're at different sides of the room, but they see each other. That group is now able to say zimun with Shem Hashem. They're able to say Baruch Eloheinu, Nevarech Eloheinu, She'achalnu Mishelo, and therefore they're using the Shem Hashem as part of their zimun. Mishnah continues, V'im lav, elu mezamenin le'atzman, ve'elu mezamenin le'atzman. If not, if these people in the same room, they don't have the ability to see each other, there's something blocking them or something like that, they're not going to be able to do zimun as one group. Mishnah continues with another law over here, where it talks about the beracha, an undiluted wine. In the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, they wouldn't drink wine before it was diluted, before water was added to it, because it was undrinkable. It was so strong and so potent that you weren't able to just drink this type of wine. It was, in a way, syrupy even. So, en mevarachin al hayayin ad shiten letocho mayim, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not allowed to say boreh pili hagefen, an undiluted wine, until water is added to it. He would say, it's not considered to be hashuv enough, where you could say boreh pili hagefen on it. Rather, it would still remain with the same beracha that you had if you were eating it as a grape, which is boreh pili haetz. V'achamim omrim mevarachin. Achamim say, no, you're allowed to say boreh pili hagefen on undiluted wine, if hypothetically you'd like to drink it, because the Gemara mentions that there's a certain type of dish, which is honey and spices, where they added as the main ingredient something, the raw wine. This dish was called the koraite, the koraiti. They would add raw wine to honey and spices, so therefore, in some sense, it was edible. So you're allowed to say boreh pili hagefen even on this type of wine, which is undiluted.